I'm speaking here with Karen Strange, who is president of the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners. And first of all, Karen, for those who don't know the organization, give us a little background.
Our organization was formed about 20 years ago in the state of Missouri, and we work to protect agriculture and animal ownership and responsible ownership of animals and so forth against the animal rights movement.
Well, we'll probably get into why that is here in a moment, but I do understand you're part of an alliance that has come together, Missourians for Animal Care, to essentially battle a ballot initiative that's been proposed here in Missouri. Can you give us a little background on that to start with?
Our coalition of agriculture interests have been meeting now for a while to discuss the importance of agriculture in the state of Missouri. We're not sure that all Missourians realize the importance of agriculture on our food sources, as well as even just pet ownership. And so our purpose is to educate the public and to make them understand the importance of agriculture, not only to our economy, but to our everyday lives. And we're involved in the particular ballot measure against dog breeders right now, and are working to educate the public on the what the measure is about, and that it is not necessary, that the breeders in the state of Missouri are already licensed and run good facilities, and we want to educate the public as to the credibility of these breeders and how good they are and how nice the puppies are, how healthy and happy they are. And so it's our mission to help the public understand the importance of the dog industry as well as agriculture.
Well, unfortunately, the initiative that you're speaking of is backed in large part by the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, as a lot of people know them as. And really, they are kind of taking a backdoor approach to get a something put on the books here that might have even way broader implications than even just on pet breeders, right?
That's true, and we feel like this is just a first step to coming after other agriculture interests. Oftentimes, groups such as that one will use a measure that is emotional to garner support and to get money, to raise money to further their cause on another issue. And we're all stepping up to the plate to support the good, responsible breeders in the state of Missouri, knowing that they will be back in turn to go after other agriculture interests also.
Well, you said it best. This initiative is just unnecessary to start with, and probably extremely problematic for the state at worst. In other words, if passed and if enforced and if interpreted in broad ways, this could have an implication for a lot of people who make their livings, who work here in the state, and that has economic consequences that would be huge across the state.
That is exactly right. This will create a huge economic impact on the state of Missouri. We want to stress that the breeders we're talking about are extremely good. They're professionals at what they do. They take excellent care of their animals. They love their animals. If they didn't, they wouldn't put in the time and the money that it takes to run a great facility. We're afraid what's going to happen with this is that many in the general public will unknowingly vote for this issue, not realizing the detrimental effects it will have. And one thing that we really think about is if you want to have a new puppy as a member of your family, it may be very hard to come by, or at such an expense that it will be out of reach to most of Missourians. And we want people to have an affordable, lovable, healthy puppy, and we do not need further restrictions. We need to enforce what we already have, which we do. And we need to stress that this is nothing but a money-making venture by an animal rights organization.
Well, I own at least one puppy that was purchased at a very good and large dog breeder here in Missouri. Beautiful facility, extremely well-cared animals. I was highly impressed with them. And it's my belief that that is probably what you, like you've said, you would find in general with most all of them here in the Missouri. Unfortunately, this initiative and the group or groups behind it are trying to characterize them as the exact opposite. And like you said, using emotional terms that I won't even mention here, except that they have the word puppy in them. So we all like puppies. And of course, that connotates an emotion that can help or hurt a cause, depending. And so that, I think, is why we need to be very careful about this. We're going to do our best to help educate people. Part of why I'm here, learning a little bit more about what this group is doing here in Missouri, my home state. And so really appreciate the efforts of groups like the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners and many of the other ag groups that have come together. What is the next step in terms of what your activities are on this issue right now, then?
We have filed a lawsuit against the ballot summary of the ballot measure. We believe that the summary that was written by the Secretary of State is not adequate as to what is in the measure itself. We are challenging the use of the word puppy mill, which is a word we do not use. That is a very detrimental and prejudicial term against anyone who breeds dogs. And it's very, very offensive to the good breeders in the state of Missouri. And so we're challenging the ballot language because we feel, or the ballot summary, excuse me, we feel that the voter will look at that and be prejudiced by the terminology, believing that it will address bad facilities, when in essence, all this measure does is terminate some of the great breeders that we have out there who have more than 50 dogs, even if they are in fantastic facilities. So that's one of our major challenges right now.
Well, we're going to do our part, like I said, to help create awareness and point people to where they can get good information. One of those places, by the way, is HumaneWatch.org, a project of David Martosco. He does work with the Center for Consumer Freedom, but this is a growing, very quickly growing online resource of information that essentially exposes what HSUS is all about. And frankly, I think we can narrow it down to the money. But follow the money is what they say. And there's a reason why they have a lot of it. But for those who are giving, you better check and make sure that that's what you actually think. It's going for what you think it is. Well, I want to thank Karen Strange very much. She is the president of Missouri Federation of Animal Owners. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.